This is the city. Lovell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Lovell Chronicle. Their February 4th, 2021 edition, covering the Lovell Police Department and the Sheriff's Department out of Bighorn County. The reason we're doing this is because on Monday we weren't here to do the police blotter because we were both missing. I don't know where we were.
I don't either.
So we were definitely weren't here, though. Let's see. First, the Lovell Police Department received the calls January 25th through the 31st. On the 25th, a Lovell resident reported that a possible hit and run may have occurred at the Lovell Post Office on January 21st, resulting in minor damage to the resident had not noticed until 4 days later. Officers inspected the vehicle, determined that no paint transfer had occurred. You're not racing. Not trading paint. Officers are continuing to look into the case. Must have been just shattered, the vehicle.
Yeah.
Must be a crumpled former self. But I just now noticed it. So, and that's the only place I've ever been is the Lovell Post Office. The entire time I've owned the vehicle. On January 27th, officers received a report of a blue Dodge vehicle being driven erratically on Montana Avenue. Officers were unable to locate the vehicle. So, erratically could be slipping around a corner to some people or just going wild, going nuts on Montana. Also, on January 29th, officers were called to the Maverick Country Store. That's where they all go. After graffiti was found on the handle of one of the gas pumps. So why would you be writing on the handle? How much graffiti can you do? And wouldn't it smudge if somebody else was going to use it? Graffiti has also been previously discovered in the store's bathroom. Well, I could see that.
Shocker there. But
yeah.
What on earth would you write on a gas pump handle?
Yeah. So, which you couldn't write in the bathroom. The for a good time. I mean, by the time you get to the end of the handle, it's like, how do I get a good time?
Ah, the number smudge.
The case is under investigation. So I just don't understand why you'd write on a gas. It's not like a big, huge chalkboard. I mean, it's pretty small, you think.
And you're riding around with your buddy. Oh, I need gas. You got a Sharpie?
Yeah. So let's go out, and that's going to cause someone's head to explode once they pull out the gas handle and it's maybe not smudged. Also, a Lovell woman received a juicer in the mail in a case of suspected credit card fraud. That's how they get you, Russ.
With the juicer.
Yeah. The woman said after suspecting that her credit card info had been stolen while out of state, she received the juicer in the mail, soon discovering that she was charged for the juicer despite never ordering one. She reported to officers that she suspects the juicer to be the doing of those who stole her credit card information. They're not very good at it, Russ. Case remains under investigation. That's the most times we've said juicer in one police blotter, you know.
And this woman knows she didn't order it because she hates juice.
Yeah, that could. Yeah, she never ordered a juicer, not in Lovell. So, but I think the last time we said juicer this much is when that guy hit that other guy over the head with a juicer. That could have been the time we did that.
But.
Headline, woman receives juicer in the mail. After credit card is stolen. So,
kind of the whole story right there in the headline.
Well, yeah, and these credit card thieves, they're not very good at it. You know,
a lot of times these online forms, there'll be a tiny little box, shipping address same as billing.
Yeah.
Maybe they forgot to check it or uncheck it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're not good fraudsters,
no.
You know. They're not good thieves. It's like, when's all this stuff going to start coming? Oh, I forgot to uncheck the box.
They're still out there waiting.
Yeah.
Empty juice.
Yeah.
you know, waiting to fill it up.
So they're you know, waiting to fill up the trunk with juicers and start selling them illegally. But, you know, nothing ever came. So let's go over to the sheriff's report. On January 27th, deputies were called to Road 6.5 near Cowley to the report of a dark-colored Dodge and an older Dodge driving recklessly. Deputies were unable to locate the vehicles, but extra patrol assigned to the area. So one is a dark-colored one and the other an older one, which could be dark-colored too, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, and you could have the dark-colored one, could be somewhat old, but this older one was racing it. So on January 29th, a routine canine search occurred at Lovell High School. No substance regarding law enforcement intervention were discovered.
Huh.
No dope at the high school.
Hats off, students.
Yeah, well, or to the dog that had a cold. So it could have been mini Columbia over there at Lovell. That dog couldn't sniff anything.
I'm kind of stuffed up.
Also, deputies were called to the Cowley Town Shop in a case of vandalism after personnel discovered that the front glass window was broken in. No items inside the shop appeared to have been taken or damaged. A case under investigation. Also, on January 30th, deputies responded to a case of breaking and entering in Cowley after a Cowley Writing Club building had been broken into. The window of the facility had been broken, and items inside were both damaged and missing. Or missing and damaged. I don't know. You know. The case is under investigation, and increased patrols have been assigned to Cowley. So the first day, they didn't go all the way into the town shop, but this time they smashed and grabbed. And, not good burglars. They're just smashing the window and breaking in.
Forgetting the grab.
Yeah. Let's see. Headline, vandalism and breaking and entering under investigation in Cowley. So, yeah, that's two days in a row of that. They've had it up to here.
Yeah. So,
let's go over to Powell and find out what happened. Property found, West 6. I've been advised there was a wallet found by her truck. An officer responded, picked it up. The owner called. Wallet was returned to the owner. Last couple of days, we've had some people who have lost their wallets out of their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So what has happened is they leave their wallet in the vehicle, but they can't lock the door. So they haven't figured that out. So, so people are getting into unlocked vehicles and taking the wallet. So if you're one of those that like to start your vehicle and let it warm up, take your wallet out of there. Okay? Just a thought.
I put mine on the dashboard.
Yeah, you could do that, or just put it on the hood of your car.
With a big sign.
Yeah, so just got paid. So I'll put it there. Write a report, Queens Boulevard received report that someone was leaving the residence intoxicated. This occurring at, of course, the drinking hour of 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Officers responded, and the female was waiting for a ride. Officers responded again later. A 36-year-old out of Powell was ultimately arrested for interference with a peace officer and unlawful contact. Disposition, citation issued. So she didn't want the cops coming back and talking to her, so she decided to interfere by throwing a fit in front of and smacking a cop.
Yep.
So theft. On Monroe, RP advised his wallet must have dropped from his vehicle and went back to get it, but the wallet was gone. An officer responded, the RP advised, sounds like a theft. A case was started, disposition, CK. Hmm. So the guy wasn't, he thought maybe he had dropped it, but yeah, it was in the console. No, it was probably stolen, so. Trespass complaint on East Monroe. RP wanted to have a trespass against someone. An officer advised the RP that she can't serve a trespass notice on someone who lives there or any other people that they invite to the apartment. Disposition completed. So she invited this person to live there and then wanted them trespassed. This is occurring at 12 minutes after midnight.
Yes.
There may have been alcohol involved, Russ. Sometimes that happens.
The when roommates go wrong hour.
Yeah. So I want to trespass on some. I'm going to call the police on you. So, and then the cop had to calmly discuss the situation with them. So. Domestic, North Gilbert, RP advised, he is arguing with his significant other about trying to drive to Cody. The female half left for Cody and ended up going off in the ditch and hitting a fence. Highway Patrol was notified. Given the female's information, the vehicle was well off the road and shouldn't be a hazard to anyone else. Disposition completed. So the I told you so Valentine card will be coming up.
That's what I say. And yeah, when you're out there, would you please relay this message? I
told you not to drive. Soon to be the not significant other.
And would you make your voice extra snarky when you say it?
Please.
I mean, really put the emphasis on there.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Tim's still trying to figure out how to use a juicer over there. We appreciate the Powell Police and the Lovell Chronicle for today's Police Blotter Report.